is the Mark Kobo stroke Danny Kelly list of the 10 most enjoyable gratuitous acts of violence in movie history.
Okay, we're just joining in this alternately, just in no particular order at all. That scene in RoboCop in which right at the beginning of it he gets killed by having all his arms and legs blown off
That's one by one, very good, top stuff.
Also in there, we have any number of Martin Scorsese scenes. I've gone for the denouement of Taxi Driver, where he shoots the hand off the apartment
which
landlord.
Which must be said, the quite clearly waxed hand.
But then he goes back and shoots him some more. Hooray!
The fabulous scene in Die Hard in which Bruce Willis is hiding under the table. A baddie runs towards him, so Bruce Willis shoots both his kneecaps off in slow motion.
Walter Hill's The Long Riders, about the Jesse James gang, where the shootout happens in town in slow motion over 15 minutes and in complete silence, except for the sound of bullets whizzing through the air and flesh being rendered.
And you do it. There's a few of those.
And the gang of seven people are hit by about 700 bullets.
Lots of horses tripping up as well.
Wonderful.
Lots of horses tripping up. Carry on.
Clockwork Orange, because it obviously needs to be done. It is, I don't care what anybody says about what the film means or the rest of it. The first half hour of Clockwork Orange is damn good fun. Kicking in old tramps, including smashing people's houses up.
I think the entire pane of glass with window frames still around it over someone's head. What was it doing lying around in a disused garage anyway? I mean, it's quite clearly there's a few. I think somebody gets like a bottle over the head, isn't there?
That's and right. Doors that slide back and forth. Yep. They are a foot thick on the security door, and they run amok. A bloke tries to run through them, and he is chopped in half. And you see the look on his face when he realises the top half of him is no longer there. And the door's still going zing, 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 zing. Marvellous.
The climax to Straw Dogs, in which a small Dustin Hoffman wrenches the man trap from the wall above his head, brings said man trap down on head of villain,
absolutely.
And in slow motion, the jaws go, 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 go. Marvellous.
And Godfather,
of course, any number of choice, my personal favourite, when Mo Green, the club owner, gets on a massage table and his head explodes into his spectacle.
Yep, you know who I am? I'm Mo Green, while he's having a rub.
And finally, the climax of Day of the Dead, the George Romero zombie movie, in which a crowd of rampaging zombies, most of whose intestines are already hanging out, take the live hero and rip him in half on screen whilst eating his stomach.
That's right, I'm my own personal favourite. Yeah. I dare say listeners are going to come with their own personal favourite. The car boot in Goodfellas.
Very good.
What's that noise in the back? Fellas already been they stab and shoot him while he's in a car boot.
Ring in, let's hear it for more violence.
It's called The Controller at 10 o'clock if you've got a favourite piece of violence computer. These are all out there. We didn't introduce them to the world. These are all successful films.